Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to the Sexy Unique Podcast. And I'm your host, Lara Marie Shainhalls. Okay, so today's guest is a special journey. I'm really excited to have Brandon Wardell on the podcast.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm well.
Yeah. Are you ready to deep dive?
I'm ready to deep dive.
Universe?
Do you always say special journey?
No, this is a special journey.
Okay, thank you.
I feel like you're the first like comedian I've had on the podcast.
Oh, you haven't had a...
I have a lot of like writers, other intellectuals, but right. Like pure...
Media types.
Yeah.
Media types.
So I'm excited about it. And I'm also... I also like getting someone with like... who's kind of new to it.
Yes.
Because it's a fresh perspective.
We talked about it a little bit pre-pod. I'm new to Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah.
Very new.
You just started like this season.
Yeah, well...
And tell me a little bit about how that came about.
So my GF like forced me to watch it. Basically, she was like...
She was really smart to me talking about it.
She was like, oh, I want to watch Vanderpump Rules, blah, blah, blah. And I bought it on Amazon. Like I bought an episode. I was like, okay, you have to Venmo me immediately. Cause I refuse to fund this. And it was the Summer House Rules.
The crossover.
What's Summer House called?
It's just called Summer House.
But the episode's called Summer House Rules.
Oh, okay, was it the one where the girls are in Montauk and then the guys? Yeah, are it was there. NASCAR
it was like Ariana. Yeah, it was okay. A backdoor pilot.
Yeah,
because like in the middle of this Vanderpump Rules episode, it's like the opening of a different show.
Yeah.
Like I'm still watching. I'm like, oh, this is still Vanderpump Rules, isn't it? And it's like, then they like start the theme song for Summer House. And
they
I'm
just
like,
trick you. Right.
Yeah. What the
it.
Fuck? Like, what did you, I'm mad now. I'm watching a backdoor pilot for a show that I wasn't even like, that I'm watching reluctantly. Like I was watching Vanderpump Rules reluctantly. And then all of a sudden I have to watch this other show.
So did you and continue so was, watching?
No, at once Summer House started, I was like, can we stop this? And she was like, yeah, sure. And then the next week she showed me like a non backdoor pilot episode. Yeah. And that, and then I was like, okay, this is good. This is good now. Because I was like very I was very fascinated with Jax.
Yeah.
Cause like I don't care about a lot of them. I'm like, you know, I don't care about this person, or like a lot of times so you brought up like comedy earlier. You're like, oh, you're the first comedian guest. What's funny is like how much comedy comes up on Vanderpump Rules.
It is like a comedy.
Who's the girl that's always like, I do improv, I'm a comedian.
Kristen?
Yeah.
She has her sketch comedy
show.
She's always
like, I'm very serious about comedy.
Oh, that's
like,
Ariana. Oh. Who says she's very serious about comedy. But then Kristen is the brunette that was doing the like sketch comedy
shows. Oh, yeah, there was like the sketch
like,
comedy
the
show
yeah.
like that they did at the Hollywood Improv. Mm-hmm. That was real bad. It was like...
The thing
like,
is, like, when they try to be funny,
yeah,
it's not
like,
funny.
Exactly.
And
that's
then
like,
they're just hysterical when they're in their
yeah, so, like, that's,
element.
Like, a big problem with the show for me is, like, when... well, like, yeah, there was, like, that one time where they did, like, a sketch show at the Hollywood Improv, and it's, like... premise of the sketch was, like...
dick pics.
How to get rid of dick pics or something?
Or like
it was
how
like,
to make dick pics into art? I don't know.
Yeah.
Like
oh yeah, yeah. It was like it was a very thin premise
yeah.
of like
it was a
yeah,
stretch to begin with.
It was like them like putting like a dick pic into like Starry Night or whatever.
Yeah.
And then like just yelling like my vagina and like shit like that where it was like. Oh, this is what people are afraid of when somebody's like, hey, like, you should come see, like, I'm doing a sketch show. I just finished my, like, my class at UCB.
Please come see
please,
my graduation
Please
class.
Come see my graduation show at 5 p.m.
On, like, a Sunday.
Yeah.
And then
come
you're just
my
like.
Sunday 5 p.m. graduation show and you're like.
Plunged into darkness.
I guess. And then. That's like what you're afraid it's going to be. And yeah. It was like that. And so, yeah, there was like, so Ariana's the one that's like, I do comedy. I'm very serious about comedy.
Yeah. Well, Kristen like, kind of came, Kristen had a bit of a rebirth, I think, after her scandal where she like fucked Jax and then everyone turned on her.
Oh yeah. So when did
that
happen?
So
no.
That happened
like
in
you're
going
to have to catch me up. Sorry to the hardcore pump heads for being.
It's okay. I'm sure they appreciate your like willingness to
yeah,
learn.
Yeah, yeah,
it was like
absolutely.
A huge part of the process. So, yeah. Kristen was really good friends with Stassi and Katie. That was like the three of them like ride or die best friends forever. Yeah. And then season two, it came out that Kristen had fucked Jax, I think right after he and Stassi had broken up. But Kristen was still with Tom Sandoval then.
Yeah.
So she cheated on Sandoval with his best friend. And they like got, I think they were watching Drive and then got really horny and then like fucked.
She cheated on Tom.
She cheated on Tom
with
Jax.
Jax.
Yeah. And so this explosive like revelation came
at
the
very
end.
Which by the
way
is like if like I were to get cheated on with like anybody, that would I'd get so mad if it was if it was Jax.
There's this scene between him and Sandoval where they like went to the beach to like talk about it. And Sandoval was like, did you use protection, bro? And he was like, no. And then Sandoval was just like, oh.
Jesus Christ.
And so I think everyone was like really thrown by this like sexual journey that they went on.
Yeah.
And so then Kristen was kind of like cut out of the friend group.
But not Jax.
A while. But not Jax. Like, because Jax kind of, people give him a pass.
Why did people give him such a pass? Because he was.
Because he's just like a. He's kind of charming. It's kind of like, oh, Jax, like, he's kind of
why
like a
does
man
he...
whore.
So, but why is that okay?
It's not okay.
Was Jax in a... Jax wasn't in a relationship
Jax,
at the time.
I don't think, was in a relationship at the time.
So, he kind of... It was kind of less of a...
It was
less
of
less
a
of
thing.
A foul.
Yeah, less of a foul for him.
Because that's like, a very interesting thing to me in the few episodes that I've seen is... The relationship between Jax and Brittany, and how often Brittany's just around women that have fucked Jax, and like
most of the women in their friend group
have
slept with Jax, yeah.
And like, there's the one where somebody's like tearfully talking to Jax about like, Oh, you hurt me so much.
That's when they were in New Orleans. And oh, Stassi was yes. like, I just like really yeah. need you to Stassi apologize. Was, like,
crying like so much. And Brittany's just like there. Mm-hmm. And like seemingly okay with it.
I guess. I mean, I think that she mentioned like being weirded out about it because it's like,
I mean, yeah,
he is like, he's kind of like shitty to her. Like right. when her mom is in town and they're like fighting and bickering.
Oh yeah. That was like, that was huge for me.
And then, but then like Stassi confronts him and he's like, I'm so sorry. Like, you're right. But I yeah. think it just takes him like 2 to 3 years to like mm-hmm. process and right. then realize like, the mistake.
Yeah, I don't think he never apologized for being shitty to Britney's no. mom, right? Like,
no, I don't think
he was
so.
He was so mean to her mom.
But also, her mom was like really crazy.
Well, yeah, I mean,
her mom's like
just,
a
like,
Southern, like conservative. Yeah, her mom
just
not into be, gays.
Shouldn't be in that world. You yeah. know, her mom shouldn't like. You know, her mom ventured into a world she had no part in participating in. You know.
Yeah. I loved when she was over and then Jax like left or he like came back with coffee and she's like, Brittany's like, oh, you didn't get me and my mom some. And he was like, well, you didn't say, no, like it was like no apology and just like immediate defensive.
Yeah. Yeah. Like Brittany's always like, you know, very like docile and like, mm-hmm. she seems like very gentle.
I think that's why they work.
Right.
Yeah.
Because she's just like submissive and like fine with him being a piece of shit.
Yeah. I think he needs yeah. someone that's like that.
Yeah.
But then also like really pretty and like upbeat and kind right. of like down for whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. We'll see if they're built to last.
I mean, yeah, I guess that's like what you need if you're like a Jax yeah. personality type.
Because you haven't, like, so you haven't seen like the other women he's dated because yeah. he was dating Stassi when the show started.
Oh, okay.
And they had like a really explosive like relationship, just like fighting all the time. And she was like really intense to him. And then yeah. he was like over it. And then he would date these really hot women, but then kind of cheat on them or like lie to them about stuff. Yeah. He'd lie to them and about things that were actually on camera and then have to like backtrack and like apologize for it.
The amount of these people cheating on each other on a TV show mm-hmm. seems like
it's
out
crazy.
Of control.
Yeah, but like I think how season that... two was when it fully went into like, it was when it crossed over from just like this reality show is wild to watch right. to truly this is next level that yeah. like, the friends in this group are like fucking each other and right. fucking each other over. And then the fact that they can just all move on past it and then still be like down to go to each other's weddings and like hang out all the time yeah. is really crazy to me.
No, that's it's like, insane.
Like this episode where Kristen was like, well, Sandoval and I refuse to walk down the aisle together. So, like, we're like, it's that's why I'm not standing next to Katie. Yeah. It's just like crazy that you would end up at a wedding in the like wedding party with someone.
Oh, yeah.
That,
so, who cheated on Sandoval?
Kristen cheated on Sandoval multiple times, but apparently he cheated on her multiple times and he cheated on her allegedly with Ariana,
who he's
now with.
Marrying.
He's not, they're not getting
who's
married.
Who's getting married?
You're like, I don't even watch the show.
who are the ones getting married? Because okay, so as I think
Tom and Katie are getting married. Tom and Katie, okay, Tom who and- just watched start to get married.
Wait, so what's Tom's last name?
Schwartz.
Tom Schwartz.
Yeah,
is getting married to Katie.
Yeah,
and Sandoval is
Sandoval.
What's Sandoval's
has like the longish
name?
Hair, Tom Sandoval.
Okay, so yeah, that's yeah. why I got confused because it is
it's two Toms.
It's two Toms.
Yeah,
well, one,
so one is Schwartz
by last name.
Yeah, Sandoval name, yeah. Schwartz.
Ah, okay. Yeah. So the one getting married hasn't like cheated at any point.
He
or...
has cheated. He went to Vegas like uh-huh. 2 years
who did
ago.
He cheat on?
He cheated on Katie
he cheated on
with a girl in Vegas that he said he married? Just made out with her. But then it really is like, I think he blacked out and woke up in her hotel room and like, he doesn't know if they had sex, I don't think. But I think that they...
And this was on the show?
Yeah. It was like kind of alluded to and yeah. then brought up again this season because like they were having all sorts of relationship problems right. and like fighting all the time. And then when they were all in New Orleans, it was revealed that the reason that they're fighting so much is because Katie is mad that Tom won't admit that he fucked this girl in Vegas.
Oh.
So she needs him to be honest about that before she can feel comfortable like marrying moving him. Forward and marrying him. Yeah.
And does he ever...
He never really. He never. He doesn't it. Ever say it. Like
he's just like. Oh, he's like. We made out.
He's like. Mm. And then he's like, let's just like, bottle this up and like not talk about it. And she's like, okay. And then they decided to do that.
Well, fuck. What?
Yeah.
And this is just some. And is she like on screen during the show?
Who, the Vegas girl?
The Vegas girl.
No, she's like. We I don't never think see we've the Vegas ever girl. Seen her. No. I think well, it was a trip that was not on camera, yeah. I want to say, but then
oh, the
talked
trip wasn't
about
on camera.
The trip wasn't on camera, but then the season started filming a little bit afterwards and he did come to Katie during yeah. the filming. I think it was season 3, I want to say, and came to her and was like, I made a mistake. Like I made out with this girl, like blah, 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 blah. But really he said that they just made out. But I think the truth is they slept together, did right. more than making out. And so now it's like, coming back to that, but still no.
Yeah, that's so wild.
Yeah.
If I, because like, if you're in a relationship, somebody tells you they like made out with somebody.
I'm
in
like,
Vegas.
You're a fucking liar. Who makes out with people? Yeah. Like, you don't just like make out and then walk away. We're not in like middle school.
Right.
Yeah.
But also, even if they did just make out, you're kind of like, oh, well, fuck this. Right?
Like, who cares? It's just a make out? Or
you're
like,
you're
no,
kind of like,
out
oh,
of
like, fuck this relationship.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's like
also,
different
yeah,
rules
I,
for different
guess,
couples.
Yeah, like
but at the same time, if someone, my theory always is if like.
Are you kind of like, oh, if you cheat on me, like, just go all out? Like,
I'm like, if you don't like. If I can yeah, only speak for myself
don't be
where
a
I'm
pussy
like,
about
if
it, right.
I am cheating on someone, whether it's like making out or doing more than making out. And we're supposed to be like monogamous with each other. Yeah. I'm like, okay, this isn't for me. Clearly this right. relationship is like not where my heart's at and yeah. I gotta like end it. But I guess for them, I don't know. They're it's complicated.
Right. they operate on, they're on a different plane.
Yeah.
They're on like, a different plane than the rest of us.
Yeah.
You know?
They don't like, they are not playing by the same rules no. whatsoever. They're like bottling shit up. They're like right. not talking about it. They're exploding. They're like going back in. They're getting married. They're like going on a honeymoon. Yeah. People have started to say like rumors are that Katie's pregnant. Like it's a whole thing.
What?
I mean, that was like rumors that I saw on like social media. I don't think anything's yeah. been confirmed. I mean, who even knows if it's true or not?
On what's it, like on Twitter and shit?
I think someone had seen her like posted something to Snapchat where she was pointing to something yeah. called like the bump.
Is there like Vanderpump Twitter?
There are like big groups on like Facebook and stuff yeah. that like really get
that
into
really
like, the nitty gritty, yeah, of like the show.
Yeah.
And
is Vanderpump Facebook
fan communities?
Is Vanderpump Facebook like the biggest?
That's a good one because it like
the,
gets a lot of discussion
that's like
going.
Real, that's where the real heads are.
Yeah, but they're all out there. Like the yeah. crazy thing about doing this podcast too is that I've like connected and met with so right. many people that like are obsessed with the show and have like it's like a thing that you can talk endlessly about. Like
right.
once you're in it, it's just like
yeah,
it never stops. It's full on.
Right. Totally. Yeah. Wait, so Jax a cokehead?
I think yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he's had like 3 deviated septum surgeries. So you
okay,
do the math.
Then. All right. Well, I think that's pretty easy math. You don't really need to.
Yeah.
You don't really need to carry over no. any numbers there. So.
It's like a 2 + 2.
Yeah, that's
equals 4.
Yeah, there's no multiplication tables involved
yeah.
there.
Yeah, so he's very into cocaine.
There was that and that's not talked about on the show, but it's just
the
like
the show never like
implied.
It's very much implied because the way that the show is cut and like
yeah.
it films late at night sometimes when they've clearly all been out
right.
partying, and there have been scenes where Jax is like coked out of his mind. Like, but there was one last season where he was like So he gave Britney a boob job as a gift. You knew that. Did you know that?
Yeah.
And like she, he was talking about it before it started. And it was like after a long night out. And it was all of them kind of like having beers and like coming, like coming down, decompressing from the night. And someone was talking about the boob job. And Britney was like, I think I want to get like C's or something. And Jax was like full like sheen on his face and just like intense eyes. And he's like, no. No, I mean, if I'm paying for them, they're going to be double D's. Like, they got to be big.
Oh, no.
And, like, it was just, it was a real Coke moment.
Oh, man.
You know the, did you watch the episode with the roast? With the Jax roast?
Oh, yeah, where they're all talking about, like, past gay stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And that photo that Jeremy gave him, like, the Warhol one, was, like, a Jax Coke moment.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right, yeah.
His, like, intense gaze.
Yeah, there was, like, in the episode that we watched, like, there was that moment where he's, like, more worse? That, no, that's not right. More worse. It sucked. Like, that was like, he seemed super yacked.
Like, synapses are firing,
yeah,
but like not fully meeting the other side. It was like a lot of like brain activity.
Yeah, that was like quintessential like Coke behavior. Yeah, where like it's
that was like
it sounds like, yeah, where it's like somebody like having like what, like somebody delivering words like it's an epiphany, but they're just saying like bullshit, like they're not saying anything.
That's so true.
But he's like, he's talking about it like he's like inventing Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Like he's it was like a huge moment for him to like come to the real, but he didn't even come to the realization.
No,
he said the right sentence and he was like, that's not right.
Yeah,
and then
no,
just figured out a dumber
way like,
to say
oh,
it.
Oh, no, worse. Right. That's all you need to say is, and then he was like, no, that doesn't sound right. And he was like, it sucked bad or like some shit like that.
Yeah, Jax is not neither a wordsmith nor an intellectual.
Yeah,
but he, this season in particular, he's kind of seemed the most cognizant about what's
so
going
like,
on in relationship dynamics.
Noticed is I was talking to Chrissy about it. I was like, oh, this Jax like seems like the voice of reason this season. And she was like, oh, that's not how it normally is.
That's not how it normally
is. But that
is
how it is this season.
Yeah.
And he's like,
there's been a twist,
he's sort of
in
acted
the narrative.
As the voice of reason.
Yeah. He's
all,
kind of
this,
like,
in all this mess.
Yeah. Which is, I think, concerning.
Yeah.
I think you should take like a long look.
Right. Which says more about them than him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But for me, he's probably my favorite on the show as well, because he's so entertaining to watch. Like, he's clearly just, like, fucked up and, like, living his own truth 24/7. And, like...
And what is... So what does Jax do, like,
for a living?
Yeah.
I mean, he's, like, on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's but a bartender at Sir.
Okay,
as
yeah.
well.
Which I went to Sir for the first time.
You did? When did you go? Last week?
Last week, yeah.
How did you... Tell me everything.
Well, I was... I don't know. We were meeting up with like my girlfriend's like high school friends, and so we were like in the area, and like the Uber drops us off like by Sir, and I was like, oh, you have to go in.
Yeah.
And I got like, I don't know, I got their like take on a mint julep.
Okay. What
like,
was it called?
Was, like,
do you remember?
I don't know, cuz they have like
the crazy
surnames.
Yeah. It wasn't like a pumptini. That would
no.
No.
I regret not getting a pumptini. I regret not getting more than one drink at Sir.
Yeah.
Like,
how
I
was the cocktail?
Like,
did you feel like
it was a good cocktail?
Oh, good.
I feel like it was like a good, sexy take on a mint julep.
Was it both sexy and unique?
Yeah, it was a sexy, unique cocktail.
It was a suck.
It was a suck. It was a suck. I got the suck at Sir.
That would be really good merch, actually.
Oh, wow. I got
the suck
at
Sir. Yeah. They should create
like,
a sexy, unique cocktail.
That's great, because they have merch.
Yeah, they do. I have some of their merch. I have a Sir hat that costs, like, almost $40, so I was down.
I think that shirt is better than anything they currently have.
Yeah.
Because right now it's all just just the Sir logo on like,
yeah, and like an Admiral's or whatever hat.
Yeah,
and like a scented candle, which I don't know.
Oh,
how
there's
good
a scented
it,
candle.
They do have a scented candle, which I'm super interested in. Like,
yeah, also the suck.
Yeah, but also the suck.
Yeah, sexy, yeah. Unique candle.
Oh yeah,
yeah. That's also the suck.
I really, okay. Now I'm like, yeah, starting to think about just sexy, unique merch that, yeah, can help fund like a season two of the podcast.
Yeah. I mean,
well, I'm glad you had a good experience there. Yeah. That sounds like a positive.
How many times have you been to Sir?
I've been to Sir probably 4 or 5 times.
And so do the cast members of Vanderpump Rules still work there? Or
yes,
can they not?
They can, they point? Do work there. Not all of them do. I think Brittany works there the most consistently.
Yeah.
Jax and Tom will still like go in and bartend every once in a while. I think Ariana does sometimes, and maybe Katie and Sheena, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
The people that I've seen working there are Jax and Tom.
Mm.
And I think that's really it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think they all kind of, every
once
in a while.
I'd love to have a cocktail made by Jax.
Yeah. I think he could make you something good. He'd, yeah, probably be more into it. I went in on my birthday once, like,
oh,
a
wow,
long time ago. It was like my 29th birthday, so it was a few years ago, and then I was really excited, like, because Jax was bartending, and I was, yeah, like, this is my moment to, like, engage and, like, get him to, like, make me a special cocktail.
Right.
And I asked him, like, will you just make me something good with gin? And he seemed really over it, and he, it,
oh,
was, like,
no,
not, he was, like, not feeling that vibe.
What did he say?
He was just like, yeah, but he seemed, like, really just, like, bothered by it. And then my friend, my best friend who was there, she was like, what beers do you have on tap? And he was like, we're not that kind of place.
Damn. So, what kind of beers do you have on tap? We're not that kind of place.
Yeah. So he shamed, he beer shamed her.
They have beer.
They do have beer.
You it can was, get beer.
He was in a funk. So
do they not have any beer on tap?
I guess not. They must have it,
like,
by the
bottle.
They're
just like, oh, drink a...
They're like, you need cocktails or
bottle,
a hefty pour
of piece
wine.
Of shit.
Yeah. Or sangria.
Oh, you want beer? You got to drink from this can, you fucking peasant. You got to drink out of this dog water bowl.
It's on the ground. To, yeah, the left. Lap it up.
Lap it up, bitch.
Yeah. So the attitude
That's
and the vibe
a...
was not,
yeah,
the greatest.
Can't get any sexy,
festive,
unique beer.
Yeah. But it was still a fun experience for me nonetheless.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
That's a huge bummer. That sucks.
But then I've had, when Sandoval's bartending, I've had some of his cocktails, and he makes a delicious cocktail.
What
he
did,
really knows his
did
shit.
Did he make something special?
He made me, I think I drank a martini that night, but it was delicious, yeah, and like everything I wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we had him on Pumped podcast a bunch of times, and he would,
right,
make us like special shots and stuff.
Right.
And they were always like.
When did this podcast start?
This podcast started like towards the end of January.
Oh, okay. Cool.
It started like 9 weeks ago or
so.
Something.
I'm like episode 10?
You're episode 9.
Episode 9.
Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah.
That's, oh my god, I, that's so disappointing about Jax.
I know,
he ruined your birthday. Jax really ruined your birthday.
I got over it eventually,
yeah,
you know, but
it took a couple
I would
years
have yeah it took a couple years, but here we are now.
Yeah.
And like, talk about it in therapy.
We're not that kind of bar.
We're
gonna kind of have that kind of place.
Yeah.
Is
for a beer on tap.
For a beer on tap.
But what's interesting is it seems like, so now Lisa and Ken are going to open up another place. And
yeah,
I think,
and that's
that
sort
it's going to be like a
on
beer
the
on
show. Right?
Yeah, that's been established on the show. I think that's more of like a gastro pub.
They talk about it on the. They talk about it on like the next time on,
yeah,
Vanderpump Rules, right?
And she's,
which,
like, telling the two Toms about it.
It, like, I,
which
also
makes me
just
think,
like, talking about business proposals on a TV show is very funny to me. Like the idea of like talking to your friend about a business for the first time while there's like 5 cameras and like you're all mic'd is so funny to me.
Yeah. You need to watch. So you need to go back to the,
yeah,
season where Tom Sandoval and Tom Schwartz got it in their heads that they were going to be like the brand ambassadors for LVP Sangria.
Yeah.
And they tried to come up with like a whole business plan to like pitch themselves to Lisa. Yeah. And it just really didn't work out for them. Like they could not get it together.
I mean, that's like, but it's another,
it would feed your like that need for business.
Because that's like, it is nice like coming into it late because like, you know, talking about moments like that and realizing like how much I've missed out on is like beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, like there's a bunch of episodes of Seinfeld that I haven't watched that I'm like watching for the first time. Where I'm like, oh, this is amazing. And now, now Vanderpump Rules.
It's a gift.
Yeah.
It is like, to me, as iconic a show as like a Seinfeld as or iconic like a Friends. As Seinfeld. Yeah. Yeah. It is in its own way. Cause it, like you were saying, there is such rich comedy that happens between these people, and it's they're not trying to do that, but it just happens.
What? So what's going on with Ariana's comedy career?
I don't think that she's really pursuing that much. I think she's like going to do a cocktail book.
Oh, okay. Because she was like,
she got,
is
like,
she
really
the one that's like, I take improv really seriously?
Yeah. She's like, I take sketch comedy really seriously.
I take sketch comedy really seriously.
God, but I've never known about her doing like a comedy show.
Right. Cause I've not, cause like, you know,
you're on the scene. Have you ever?
I've lived in LA for like a few years now. And I think I'm pretty active in the community.
Wait. So have you ever interacted with Rachel O'Brien? Has she ever been in like any? Okay. Cause she's like, she's a very like fringe character on the show. Uh-huh. But she's around every once in a while, and she's like a comedian.
What is she? What's her deal?
She does like stand up around LA.
She does stand up in LA.
Yeah,
and
so maybe you'll see her.
Let's see, Rachel O'Brien. I stay off phone when I'm doing a when I'm doing a pod. But I'm
this
getting
is a special moment.
I'm getting on
to
just to do research.
Yeah,
huh? I guess she's like around a little bit. In terms of like, she just like, I'm looking at her. Oh, well, I'm on racheloBrienComedy.com.
Oh, well, that'll tell you everything.
I'm waiting
you
for
need
that
to know.
I mean, that's, I can only see like the, it's loading, but like, oh, this is, hell yeah. This bio, Rachel O'Brien is a stand-up comedian slash actress on the rise. Yeah, which I always love, like when comedians write their own bios and like, we'll use words like on the rise.
On the rise,
like,
is a dark thing to say about yourself, even if you are on the rise.
Her beauty, humor, and passion for comedy has taken her around the world. Currently, Rachel can be seen on Bravo's hit TV show Vanderpump Rules, which just aired its new season. Oh, and then like that's just like the opening.
Wait, I'm literally dead at her beauty has taken her around the world as a
thing
to say.
Thing to say in your stand-up comedy bio.
Also in your bio to put that you're on Vanderpump Rules is like an immediate nunca.
Right. Like, as like opening paragraph. Like that's your,
I'm gonna add her beauty has taken, my beauty has actually not taken me around the world, but I feel like maybe if I add it to my bio, it will take me like much further than like Mexico.
I
or like Paris.
Oh man.
Wait, I'm dying.
I'm okay.
So you should keep a lookout for her because she's like around. She does like shows.
Oh, wait. So she has a podcast.
Yeah.
Have you been on the, has there been a, has she been on this podcast?
No, she hasn't been on this podcast. I saw her at Sandoval's fundraiser and we talked for a little bit and she was like, you should come on my podcast. And I was like, sure. And then there was no real follow up.
Six hours ago, she tweeted early morning at pop physique sesh. And then the flex emoji, 3 likes. That's it.
Tweeting about your workouts also like just keeping people posted on your, like,
I don't know. Also adding like, atting pop
the workout
physique
studio, yeah,
is that just seems like a weird move to, I mean, it seems like a weird move for like anyone, let alone like a comedian. Like
maybe
comedians can be like, there's so many, I mean, especially in LA, there's so many like psycho comedians on LA with like, where like I'll see like captions like, you know, like, oh, like love grinding, and it's like unironic and like just, you know,
yeah,
it's fucking, it's
updating people on your grind and like how it's doing is a real trigger for me.
Oh, huge trigger for like, me.
So not down with that.
When it's like hashtag, wait, when people will be like taking a hashtag meeting, like I'm going to a meeting. Like the idea is
hashtag
telling
general.
People you're going to a general meeting is so, it's like such a like bad like fake flex.
Yeah,
to be like, ah yes, like these people that are required to take a certain amount of meetings today decided to take one of those.
Choose you and
meetings
do a,
with me.
Hey, how are you? Like, and, tell me about your life.
Yeah. Oh, you bet your sweet ass I got a free bottled water. Like, this is, oh man, this is so tight.
Yeah.
This is, she retweeted a fake Bill Murray parody account that says kids shouldn't be sad ever. That's what your adult life is for. It's fake Bill, that was fake Bill Murray.
Wow.
This is like a fascinating glimpse.
Yeah. Their social media, like, is pretty, it's pretty fascinating to watch.
That's
the
like,
whole world of it is like really,
that's what I,
something special.
I was like noticing, like I was like looking up some of their socials and like, I feel like it's weird, like some of the lack of engagement, you know? Like, I feel like they should be...
You just can't help but notice a 3 like on a pop physique.
Yeah, like, I just feel like these people have way, so much more of a platform than I do.
What's crazy, though, is that there are people on Twitter that have, like, and I've said this before on a past episode, but I've, like, delved into this world of Vando fans that have, that their entire Twitter account is just about tweeting about Vanderpump Rules. And
right.
I love that kind of like ardent fanship where it's like, this is your outlet to like,
oh speak. Yeah. Like stan accounts in general are great.
Yeah. But it's like a lot of like young women who just like fucking go hard on like defending Stassi and Kristen and Katie.
There's something like there's something very fascinating on like a specific level about watching it in LA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like hearing the way they talk about LA on the podcast and just thinking about like my LA versus their LA.
Totally.
Like there's that, who was the one that was like this season talking about like they're mad because they haven't been on a private jet, like,
oh,
who
Lala.
Hasn't been on a, oh yeah, so Lala was like,
that's what you do if you're hot.
I'm hot and in LA, of course. I've you know, I just wind up on private jets sometimes.
I love,
like, anybody that's not fucking fat and like lives in LA has been on a private jet, like, that's...
She's like, helicopters, NBD, like, let's go to Malibu, what?
Like,
also them like doing Runyon and stuff like
that.
Oh
yeah,
it's like,
I mean, it makes me think about like the people that are, you know, most of the people watching this show are not in LA,
mm-hmm.
and so it's giving them such a wild idea of like what LA is.
So true. And what's fascinating as well is that this like brand of person that is like the stars on Vanderpump Rules are such a specific like sliver of LA.
Yeah,
like the places that they go out to eat and like things that they do day to day, their the dogs that they own, like it's just like a very, it's like not my LA,
right? No, absolutely.
Like not your LA.
Yeah, this is not, it's just, this is not the east side LA that I know,
but I love it. And that's something I really love about LA is like the psychotic people like that.
Oh,
like,
absolutely.
They give me so much life.
Well,
and
that's
actually,
like what
inspire the,
that's
shit
like
out
what's
me.
So fascinating about like their, that like that type of Instagram, like the people that will be like, oh, I'm like the people that will like brag about like going to an audition,
mm-hmm.
or whatever. Like, it's like that, it's that kind of like, you know, like just, I don't know. It's just people that like, their whole thing is just being around.
Yeah.
Like it's wild. Mm-hmm. I love it.
On their beat.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting.
When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
Should we talk? Let's get into the episode a little bit. There's not a whole lot to talk about because this episode wasn't so exciting.
You thought it was a boring episode.
Yeah, I thought it was boring.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
I don't know. It's like, what happened, really?
Tom Schwartz's brothers were flown out to come to the wedding as like the wedding gift, and they missed their flight.
Yeah.
But then they, I guess, got on another flight. So are
they, did they make the wedding?
They've made it. They got there. They arrived in the middle of the rehearsal dinner.
The triplets. They surprised Tom with the triplets.
Yeah. He cried. I was touched by that. Yeah. I kind of like teared up.
That was sweet.
I'm really like concerned about them as people though. Cause like they're, Tom Sandoval's like, we basically had to like dress them from like the socks up because they don't have like belts, they don't have like a dress shirt.
Yeah, what's going on there?
I don't know. Yeah. They're three triplets that live in the same room. at their parents' house in like Minnesota or wherever the fuck he's from.
Yeah, that's no good.
And they share a burner phone together, like a pay as you go.
Yeah, that's...
It's like, I'm concerned.
That is worrisome.
Yeah. But they're here now. That's really all that
matters. Why are they not like... Why is none of this Vanderpump Rules money going into getting these kids, these triplets, their own rooms and a non-burner phone that
also,
they don't have to share?
Yeah, maybe the...
How old are they? They're like mid-20s.
Yeah, they're old enough to they're not like, be doing what they're doing.
They're absolutely older than me.
Yeah. They're like... They looked late 20s.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like... A dark sitch.
Real dark.
Yeah. So it's weird to me that Tom's dad is not coming to this wedding.
Yeah.
On the phone a little bit.
What happened?
He said his dad has too much anxiety to fly. I'm just not buying that.
No, I think the dad just didn't want to be on a fucking TV show, right?
Yeah, must be it.
That has to be it, right?
I guess.
He said that, and then I was just like, I just sort of brushed by it. I was like, yeah, okay, his dad's going to his son's wedding. Okay.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know.
But then they spoke, like, a little bit.
It was when he was, like, taking fireball shots with his mom.
Yeah. And, like, his mom is seemingly, like, fine and chill and down for this wedding. So, I don't know. There's just, like, a lot of holes and just things that aren't quite coming together with the family element of Tom Schwartz in this wedding. But I'm glad that his mom could be there and that she seems happy about it. I'm glad that his brothers made it. And, like,
Tim.
They got a tie, like, new ties for the occasion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why are they sharing a burner phone?
They're sharing
I thought everybody from this show, like, came from money.
I don't think so.
Was my impression.
I don't think so. I have no idea, like, what their financial backgrounds are.
Because, like, most of the people on this show were born rich, right?
I don't think so.
No?
I think there are a lot of transplants. I don't think any of them, from Sheena, are originally from, like, Southern California.
Okay.
And she's from Azusa. I don't even know
and
where
so
that
I was
is.
Thinking of the private jet lady was Lala?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't know what her background is either.
Right. She probably grew up rich.
Maybe.
But there's, like, there's some diversity in class on this show that I guess maybe wasn't really aware of.
That's also been like an interesting element of it though, is to see how these people
the show is kind of a study in class structure,
especially since the show's now popular. They're clearly making more money than they were from the first season. Their like profile has risen in the public eye. So now to see what they do, like how they flex with their money and like how they dress and like present themselves. Like, I mean, all the girls have gotten tons of Botox and like fillers, which is just fascinating to watch.
Oh yeah. I mean, like I need to see a side by side of everybody like season one and now. Cause I
go down that Google rabbit hole all the time.
Yeah,
I'm
like,
always comparing their
the
old faces
old
to their new faces.
The only episode that I've seen, like the only episode I've seen that wasn't this season was one night I watched like the pilot.
I
went back and revisited the pilot and I was like, oh, this is it's so different.
Yeah. It's like you kind of forget where they came from and like how they entered our world in a way because like that pilot, they're all basically just like, I'm an actress. I'm like an actor, model actress.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to be famous. Like, I'm ready.
Yeah.
And like, Kristen had like an amazing line where she in the pilot where she's like, 5 years from now, I want to be known for the work I've done. And it's
dark, dark, dark.
But in a way, she is known for the work she's done.
Yeah.
It's just not what she was like setting out to do. I mean,
right.
Where they've ended up now from where they kind of saw themselves
is so different. Yeah, it's hard to map out.
Yeah. So season one is a must visit.
Yeah.
A must revisit.
I think I'm going to watch all of season one because it is. Yeah. Because all of these people like want to be like actors or whatever. But you can't be an actor if you're on.
Not now. Like now that those goals have to change. Because
there was an era where like you could maybe do a season of The Real World and then transition.
Yeah.
Somehow.
I think that like kind of passed after like the early aughts.
Yeah. Yes.
And then
absolutely.
Now If you're on a reality show, and especially if you're on this reality show, you're now in kind of like, this is your world, this is your life, which isn't necessarily bad thing for
the
them.
I can think of, there was like one real world guy who like created a Cartoon Network show that I remember. Like he was like a cartoonist. Do you remember that guy?
No, I don't remember that guy.
The show was like Juniper Lee or something. I forgot. He was like some gay Asian dude.
Oh, love that. There was also like, didn't Jamie Chung come from the real world?
Yeah.
And like Jacinda Barrett
and
also.
And then is Jamie Chung like an X-Men or something?
She's like in stuff. She's huge. Yeah. I don't know if she's huge, but she definitely is still like working.
Eating a lot.
Yeah. And then Jacinda Barrett is like on TV shows and shit. Right. Like,
but
so
like,
they did it.
I think it's, you know,
I don't think Kristen Doty is going to get cast in like a rom-com as much as I would like live for that. Yeah.
Like it's, yeah, if you're on Vanderpump Rules, like you're not going to like get a Spike Jonze.
But the thing is, I've seen Jax do some like acting stuff and he's actually really good. When that Seth Rogen movie, like the night of or like the night before or whatever was coming out, I think they did like a collaboration with the Vanderpump Rules cast to do like a promo for the movie. And it was like a scripted like kind of sketch, like funny.
On the show?
No, it was like a special. It was just like a side
thing. Like an interstitial thing?
Yeah. Or it was like an 8-minute. Like,
was it
special
with like Seth Rogen and Joseph Gordon-Levitt and all them?
Yeah, like it was like a,
what?
It was like a whole thing, and Jax was on that, and he was really good in it. And I was like, Jax is talented.
Oh, that rules!
Yeah,
I want to sell something so I can cast Jax.
I think you absolutely should.
Like, I need to like sell a project solely for the purpose of like casting Jax as something.
Would you ever do like a buddy comedy with Jax?
Oh, I would love that. But like, would Jax do totally that with me? That. I don't know.
Jax is really big now.
What's Jax's Twitter?
Jax's Twitter is Mr. Jax Taylor.
Wait, Mr. Jax Taylor?
Yeah. Mr. Jax Taylor.
Mr. Jax Taylor.
He's verified, of course.
Of course, obviously.
Detroit, LA, Tampa.
All negative comments, you will be blocked.
Yeah, he's hugely into blocking.
At NHL Network and Muscle Cars. How am I seeing this for the first time?
You've got to get into it.
I love at NHL Network and Muscle Cars. That's such a wild bio. That's like some weird Twitter bio. Like, that's like some like fucking, you know, that's some guy that's like, you know, who's like ironic Twitter name is like Muscleman420 and it's like that's his bio. Oh wow, damn, this is so good.
Yeah, he like, does a lot of like, he watches a lot of hockey and posts about that, which I'm just like,
he like
not
posted this like,
but
he like posted this like very bad Impact font meme. And like, it's just a picture of a guy texting and it says, if I text haha nice, it means I'd rather be dead than continue this conversation. And he captions it #fact #true story. Oh wow, this is like, yeah, this rules. Yeah, I'm like, I'm following him right now. Oh man, this is good for like, just I feel like this...
it's good research.
Yeah, this pod's good for, like, personal growth.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah, I mean, like...
Yeah. Like, I feel like I've grown...
There's a gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah.
Yeah, always.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they all kind of give you something on social media.
Yeah.
But Jax definitely is a standout. And he also, when he, like, responds to people that try and, like, troll him, it's really fun.
Yeah.
He loves blocking
people. I wonder if he's going to follow back.
Maybe.
Because, like, the engagement on these Jax tweets are not huge, you know? He posted this, like, picture of some NHL dude, like, a day ago, 13 likes. What the fuck, you
know? 244,000 followers.
Yeah, exactly.
That
like, that's
but I
like...
I think that a lot of them, like, buy followers on stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
That seems to me, but also like I wouldn't fave like a NHL.
Yeah. I mean, I'm tweet. Like, so maybe I'm you, scrolling,
they're like me and they scrolling just put up
fast
with it.
And it's like, I you know, I would delete most, you know, if I was getting this kind of, this is insane because it's like, I'm looking at this tweet where it's like clearly not sponsored. There's, he definitely Which like one? Was not paid for this. It's like a bad picture of a McFlurry.
Okay. I think that Jax tweets a lot of like products and stuff yeah. to try and get sponsorships
of-
or he does like get like random like swag.
I mean, I don't know. This
he tweeted
is,
about like Sonos speakers recently. Like, why would McDonald's
ask him to do this? It's a picture with this is a tweet with 58 likes. It says, "It was all a dream. They're still amazing as ever at McDonald's hashtag McFlurry hashtag McDonald's."
I think that that is maybe a sponsored post.
Do you think so? McDonald's is just like paying him to.
I think that these people have such like they're in the public eye in such a way where they can have publicists and managers negotiate these little like yeah. little chunks of money for like sponsored shit. I it think that that's how they that make. I think like, that's a big portion of their income at this point.
Yeah. I hate how many NHL tweets it is.
I know, it's way that's too much like NHL. I know, yeah. It sucks. But don't say that to him, because he'll construe no, it as a negative want... comment. Well, you gotta really tread lightly.
Then, like, the buddy comedy won't happen.
I know, yeah.
yeah.
I'm seeing, like, maybe, like, a road trip, thing, or, like, a yeah. planes, trains, automobiles type yeah. of, like, adventure.
I'm like peeing in a water bottle, and he's like, bro, what the fuck? he's driving, like... Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you can flesh it out, but I think, no, I think the bones are there.
I think that's
like,
the entire long. Pitch.
Yeah. And then I pee in a water bottle.
Yeah.
And they're like, I will take it.
Yeah.
Wait, so can we talk about Sheena and Shay for a little bit?
Yes.
Are you intrigued by their relationship or do wait, you have so feelings about it?
Which ones are those?
So Sheena, Shay is the one who like was not wanting to participate in the wedding. He's like always in the studio.
Yeah.
And Sheena's like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, in this episode, people are like, where's Shay? Like, where's your boy? Where's your husband? She's like, he just needed to, like, lay by the fan. And then it cut to Shay, like, laying on the fan with, like, pillows over his entire body.
Oh, yeah.
It was, like, weird. He's had, like, some issues with prescription drugs.
Oh, no.
So I feel like.
So he's in the stew.
He's always in the stew. What she is said it.
What kind of music does he make?
He makes, like, rap music.
Is he the one that. Who's. So James, I'm
he makes
thinking
like hip. It's more like hip.
James is the guy that
James
like,
Kennedy does more like electro. White Kanye. Who now he also raps, but does like a more EDM kind of vibe as well.
Yeah.
And
wasn't there like an episode where he's like, "Fuck you, I'm performing at Coachella."
He was like, "I'll be at Coachella someday, mate." Like he, yeah. that's his dream okay. is to like be at yeah. Coachella. I'm so there for it. Like,
yeah.
I've tweeted that, like, the only way I'll go to Coachella again is if James Kennedy is performing there. So, really, all my eggs are in the basket.
Did Lisa Vanderpump seem, like, extra British this episode when she was, like, ironing the board? And, like, he came in, her husband, is that her husband?
Yeah, that's her husband.
Filming, and
then. Who was, like, kind of trolling her for having to do menial labor like that.
And then she was, like. Why are you taking the piss, mate? And yeah. he's like, oh, bollocks. Just like, over here we call, in England, we call a toilet the loo. He's like, oh, fish and chips, mate.
They were having like a British
They're
moment
having
with
a super
other.
British moment, weren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, but they really feed into that energy I with like each that. Other. And I liked it too. Yeah. That was one of my favorite moments of the episode, is seeing yeah. them like take
that was
the piss
cute.
Out of each other.
That was
really,
really
cute. I really admire their relationship.
No, there was,
I think
that was
they're
something
like,
that was like, that was, that felt like super genuine. And I was like, oh, these two are in
yeah,
love.
I'm super here for their love. Yeah. Like, it inspires me on
yeah,
a day-to-day
like that
basis.
Was like a very, that's a very real love.
Yeah, it is. Sheena and Shay's love is like a total TBD.
And so, yeah, that sounds like.
It's in a dark place. He's just in the studio so much. Like,
yeah.
That's his new relationship. Now.
Right. Well, that's.
And she said that like maybe 500 times this
show,
season.
She
yeah.
says,
it's like
what
now.
Does she say?
She's always like, Shay's in the studio. You know, like I was like wondering where Shay was, but he's in the studio. Or like, yeah. and this one, I think this episode started with like. previously on Vanderpump Rules, and it had kind of a montage of a lot of times that Sheena said shades in the studio, and it's just like my favorite euphemism for like, our marriage is failing miserably, I'm so wildly unhappy, I want to die. Like, it's like, that's, I'm reading between the lines. Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe like, in the studio will be my new code phrase for like things aren't good.
Have you? I've been in the studio lately.
What have you been up to?
Oh, we've been in the studio.
Love that.
Yeah.
Laying down some tracks.
I've been. I don't know. We're thinking about collabing with other people. Oh man.
I gotta get in the studio soon. So. You want to go out tonight? No.
No, I'm
in the studio today.
I
crippling depression, aka in the studio.
So wait, so what was, is James isn't in this episode?
James sadly is not in this
episode.
He's
not at the wedding.
He's not at the wedding.
Yeah.
I miss him. I like want to see him episode to episode, but he's not.
That's a shame.
I know. I don't even know if he'll be in next week's episode because it's more wedding. So
no.
So maybe not. We won't see him till the reunion.
Like the finale's only the wedding.
Yeah. Ugh, sad. I'm so here for James's like whole life. It really fascinates me. I love his work. Kristen also had a really good moment this episode where like it seemed like she just like slammed an Adderall and like came to Katie and she was like, anything you need, I'll do it. Like, what do you need? You need to get something? You need to like look up something? Like, I'm down. You just tell me, I'm here for you. This is your day. And then it cuts to like a minute later and Kristen's like turned to her boyfriend. She's like, 5 handles of tequila. Like, go get it. Like, just like telling him to do all the work.
Damn.
Yeah. I was loving that, but I love her. We didn't get to see a lot of like craziness out of her.
Yeah, that's like that was the problem with this episode, is it? A wedding is a limiting environment.
Yeah, it's not like
for wilding, which is like, I mean, well, that's the thing, is the wedding rehearsal.
Yeah.
Also, so there's not, oh, there was the Coors Light moment. I want to talk about that.
Yeah, yeah. So Tom missed his flight.
So he missed his flight and then shows up with, it shows up with like
50 cases of Coors Light in the back of an SUV. Yeah. Coors Light is Tom Schwartz's favorite drink.
So that wasn't like, that didn't feel sponsored.
I think it was sponsored because then he posted on Instagram.
Oh, okay.
He was like, thank you so and so for like hooking us up with like Coors Light and Blue Moon, our favorite beers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he shows up with an SUV to, where is the wedding?
I think it's like out in the middle of fucking nowhere, California, like woods.
So he drove up?
I guess he drove because he missed the flight.
So he misses his flight and then drives like 5 hours?
I guess. I don't even know how far away it was.
He drives like 5 hours in an SUV full of lukewarm Coors Light.
He's like, let's throw these babies on ice.
And then he shows up. They're like, oh, he missed his flight. We're sad about it. Oh, he's late. And then he shows up. And then they're like, oh, hell yeah, lukewarm Coors Light. That was like a huge moment in the episode. And I was like, what? Why are they're this excited?
50 cases. How much beer is that?
That's
shit
a lot.
Ton of Coors Light.
That's a lot of Coors Light. That's too many.
Yeah. I would actually, now that you mention it, cases? I would be like, why did you do this?
I'd be like, what? Yeah, we gotta,
like,
this is our problem now.
Tom Schwartz, like, on the other end is like, you just totally redeemed yourself.
Yeah, like somebody, yeah, that's what he says. He goes, you just totally redeemed yourself. He said that, and then I was like, yeah, if I'm at a party and somebody brings one case of Coors Light, I'm like, what the fuck?
I'm not trying to drink like water right now. Yeah. I don't know. It's like,
what?
It's just more of
a weird
choice.
Totally redeems yourself. Oh my God. Yeah. I'm so glad I remembered that. That was fuck. That was insane.
Yeah, that was a classic Vando moment. other than that, I feel like it's like,
yeah,
not that much. Jax goes, congratulations, one vagina for the rest of your life.
Right, which he kind of, they were kind of covering that at like the Mexican restaurant.
Yeah, whatever. He was like saying that.
That was a theme that they had explored before. It's crazy how, like, I can't imagine being Jax's girlfriend. I can't imagine being Brittany and just like, he's just constantly.
I just know what that kind of guy is like, and yeah, like what you'd have to do to deal with him, yeah, all the time. And it seems like it would be exhausting.
Yeah.
Unless you're like a Brittany, go with the flow. Like, you're just kind of like, ah, whatever, honey. And like,
yeah,
and like let him do his, yeah, thing. But I think she also like cracks the whip at times, like where she'll like sass him, or maybe, yeah, behind closed doors. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Allegedly, they might be getting a spinoff. We'll see.
Yeah?
Yeah. Potentially.
What's the word on that?
I don't know. He just shot it down as like a rumor not too long ago, but I feel like it's like you have to kind of keep everything.
Was this in the Facebook group?
No, I think just like people have been talking about it online like a little bit.
Yeah. On the forums? Are you on any forums?
Sometimes I like look at what people are saying on Reddit just to see. Yeah. But that's not like, it's never super that juicy. It's mostly, yeah, like juicy in the Facebook groups where, right, people like go hard.
That's where.
Give up their theories and like say all sorts of shit.
Damn.
Yeah. But then I just have this as my own personal forum for like processing everything. Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then that's why I have guests like you. So we can just, yeah, like talk it out.
I'm glad.
Work this, through
it's
it.
It's like, yeah, it's like Vanderpump therapy.
I think that might bring us to the end of this journey.
Yeah.
Unless you have any other thoughts, like you need, or feelings you need to get off your chest.
No, I mean, I think I wanted to talk about the Coors Light. I wanted to talk about, that was like the moment that stuck out. Cause I was like, I watched it this morning and that was like the thing that stuck out to me most.
The most.
Where I was like, yeah, we got to talk about those 50 cases in the SUV.
How many Coors is that? I can't even
12
do...
times 50?
Yeah. I'm going to calculate.
I mean...
600 Coors,
yeah,
Light.
That's a problem. That's bad.
That's crazy.
I'd be so mad at you if you got me 600 cans of Coors Light.
I'm not even like a big beer drinker in the first place. Yeah. But if I was to choose beer to drink, it certainly wouldn't be Coors,
no,
Light.
No. Obviously.
Not at all. But it's Schwartz's, no, favorite.
And not even of the... And that's the thing is like... Even of the, like, light beers, like, that's not what I would...
No.
That's not what I would choose. I'd go Miller Lite or Bud Light above a Coors Light.
I'd even go Miller High Life.
Yeah, over... Yeah,
over,
absolutely.
Coors Light. Yeah. Bud Light, for sure, Bud Light.
Yeah.
Coors Light, I'm not trying to tap the Rockies 600 times.
Yeah. Let's tap the Rockies 600 times.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
But maybe they loved it.
It sounds like they did.
It sounds like it
was like
the perfect.
They really loved it.
But
it
that's the
like
thing.
It was
is
like the perfect wedding gift.
The most like rewarding, one of the most rewarding things over and over about like watching the show and being into it is like seeing what brands they love and like,
yeah,
respond to and just being like, wow, that's wild. Cause that's like,
yeah,
so not me or my sensibility.
Huge,
but, like,
huge glimpse into their lives.
Yeah.
The brands, mm-hmm, I think the brands,
it's like
somebody's brands. That's like the most telling part of a person.
Yeah.
You know?
It's true.
What brands define them.
Mm-hmm.
Coors Light.
Coors.
Do I say Coors weird?
Do you?
Coors
Light?
Coors, is it? I was saying it this morning and she was being like, oh, you say like Coors.
Coors Light?
Coors.
Coors Light.
Coors Light. I say Coors Light.
Coors Light.
So I don't know if I'm maybe throwing it at you that shouldn't be there.
You're having
whatever.
A Jax moment.
Yeah.
Worse, much worse.
Coors Light?
That's not right.
I'm on a lot of coke.
Yeah, that you're so right though. When that argument with himself.
Oh yeah.
Because also, did you Huge you watch the episode moment. Where Kristen was in the alley, like smoking that cigarette and like talking to,
yeah,
Sandoval, where she was like yacked out of her mind.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
it just seemed, and she was having. She came up with like an argument out of thin air.
Yeah.
Where she's like, yeah, "You're such an asshole."
I will say, yeah, that show does like I usually only, I don't like buy cigarettes. Like I'll sometimes smoke when I'm drinking. I think every time I watch Vanderpump Rules, I want to smoke a cigarette.
Fair enough. It has that effect on people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel good about this pod.
Me too. Lots of balls. I'm glad that you got to see their social media. That's been like huge for me to be able to give you that gift. It's big.
It's crazy that I at no point checked Jack's Twitter until mid pod.
Yeah.
So I'm glad I did.
Now you'll have that, the gift that keeps on giving.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.